everybody. This is Sophie. This is Bee Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
We're going to make another attempt at this thing.
Yep, we are. We're going to, we spared you. Let me tell you, we spared you from, I know people say, oh, I love just hearing y'all, but no, it was new lows. It was new depths of bad.
I'm going to tell you that I knew when you said to me, well, but sometimes you need a little vitamin D. I thought, oh, bless us. We are reaching today. We are.
Well, and I'm going to say, I love you dearly, but it was one of those, your energy level, because I was like, okay, well, how about this?
And you were trying so hard. You were trying so hard. I was in that second day of that headache, and I couldn't, I couldn't even develop a thought. I mean, we would have a lull, and I couldn't even make my brain think about where I could possibly go.
I would be
you
like,
were working hard. You were working
like, how
so
about
hard.
This? And you'd be like, yeah. And I was like, oh. Okay, well, so that subject isn't going to go anywhere. So we're done with that.
Yeah.
We have nothing to elaborate on.
Yeah. You worked real hard. It was like that other, we had one time, we had a situation where we felt like we were having to work really hard to keep a conversation going. And it was like that, only it was, you were having to work real hard to try to keep me in it.
Yeah, it was reminiscent of that. Well, I got tickled because yesterday, okay, so we did Caroline's birthday, and she took a couple of friends out to the JW Marriott, and, you know, and it's just a lot. I mean, I stayed in a hotel room with four 12-year-old girls, you know, and that's a lot. I had to watch a lot of skits.
Right.
I had to see a lot of makeovers. Uh-huh. There was a lot of, you know, they wanted to stay up till 2:24 a.m. Mm-hmm. because that's what time Caroline was born, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. the whole thing. And so I feel like I've spent the rest of the week recovering from that, and I was talking to Gully yesterday, and she was telling me she was going to a new place to get her eyebrows done.
She's going to
I'll tell you, she's going to the Brow Bar at Macy's, the Benefit Brow Bar, which apparently
there is such a thing
with the Brow Girl. So she was going to go there because it's closer to the house and it's easier to go to. And so she was like, I mean, I hope she does a good job. And she said she knew that I was really tired and had hit a wall because I said this to her. Well, they're just eyebrows.
Yeah. Yeah. If that's not indicative that you were worn out, I don't know what is.
I know. Well,
there's not much you like discussing more than an eyebrow.
I know. And that I just told her, well, they're just eyebrows. It'll be fine. You know what I mean? She was like, it was almost as bad if I had just said, it's just hair. It'll grow back. You know, mm-hmm. there are certain things I'm just never going to say in my right mind, one of which is they're just eyebrows.
Well, that's like, you know, me saying, I guess I was just going to stay inside the whole rest of the time and mm-hmm. never go outside again.
Mm-hmm,
I
mm-hmm.
was looking to see if we had a brow bar here in Birmingham, but I don't see that we do.
Okay. Well, you should ask your benefit counter.
It looks like there's one in Decatur.
Okay.
It looks like there's one in Florence, and it looks like there's one in Huntsville, but I do not see that there is one in Birmingham.
Huh. Well, that's hard to believe.
Isn't that something?
Huh. Well, you know, Ulta sometimes has, they have a brow bar at Ulta, too.
Okay.
Apparently in San Antonio, we take our eyebrows very seriously because we have a multitude of places where you can get your brows done.
Well, I have not been as aware of that here, but I have seen lately a couple of places like put on the outside, like especially nail places that they do the threading, you know, uh-huh. the eyebrow threading.
Yeah.
But I have not noticed the multitude of eyebrow options that you have in San Antonio, I will say.
Okay. We have a lot of eyebrow options here. So, I have not had mine done all summer. So it's going to be time. I've got grandpa eyebrows now. It's going to be time for me to go take care of that when school starts mm-hmm. back up.
Mm-hmm.
But summer, it just feels like, meh, what's the point?
I know. I'm like that with pedicures right now. I need to go get a back to school pedicure.
Yeah, I know. It's time. Yeah, and that's me because, like, we're going to the beach in a couple of days, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to go get a pedicure before you go to the beach. That just gets trashed.
Sand. The sand is mm-hmm. terrible for a
the
pedicure.
Sand, the salt water, the chlorine. I mean, it's a whole thing because we'll go to the pool at the end of the day. It's, you know, it's just bad. So,
hey, I had to go to ninth grade orientation this morning, just for a little bit, just really to talk for about 5 minutes to the ninth grade girls specifically. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But you know, how I enjoy being around teenagers. Like I enjoy the teenagers. I especially enjoy a ninth grader because there's just a lot of transition there, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway, so when I got up to talk to him, and I've seen most of them before, like when they mm-hmm. were in eighth grade. And I just said a few little things to him. Well, afterwards, Alex and I were eating lunch, and he said, "Mama, what'd you say to the ninth graders?" And I said, "Well, I told them I hope they'd had a good summer."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and I told them that I trusted that they had, over the summer, learned to whip and also to nay-nay. And he said, "Mama, no, you did not." And I said, yes, I did. I absolutely did. He was like, "Mama, mama, you cannot, mama." I mean, like, he has never been so just perplexed. Oh,
mortified.
And
yeah.
Mortified. And he was, and like, for 5 minutes, he kept going, "Golly, mama, really? You said whip," and so I just kept making it worse. I was like, "Yeah," and then I pretended like I was doing the whip move, and he was like, "Mama." I said, "No, I didn't dance in front of him." He was like, "Mama, you cannot try to get on the kids' level."
Oh, you can't.
And I said, "I have spent my whole life getting on the kids' level. Mm-hmm. I can't get on the kids' level." Mm-hmm. He was mortified.
Well, because how dare you try to be cool? Uh-huh. I mean,
he was so tickled, but so horrified at the same time.
Yeah. I think that pretty much sums up this age, right? They're a little tickled, but they're also horrified.
I know. And I said, "Well, you know, here's the thing. If I know I can embarrass you like this, buckle up, son, because like I've got a lot of opportunity."
Yep. Yep. And it can come in handy.
It can come in very handy. But he turned red. He was so embarrassed for me.
That's hilarious.
That I said whip and nay nay in front of the ninth graders.
Oh, God. I mean, what on earth? That is hilarious. I know. Well, you have to be really careful because there's a level.
There's
a line. Having Caroline's friends, like, I'm supposed to be, like, fun to a point.
To a point.
But I don't need to be like, but I still very much need to be like the mom.
Absolutely.
Because if I try to cross that line and start talking to him about like T Swift.
Okay. I'm done. Exactly. Okay. So I think I told you at one point, I felt like I could say whip and nay nay, but what I couldn't do was sing it. I couldn't do was like do the moves.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like there you can go like a third of the way and then you have to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Because last year, one of the senior girls was telling me about how she was in a conversation with some friends and her mom was in the conversation and her mom said in the conversation that something was on fleek. This girl, like, I got so tickled. I mean, like the look on her face was like a bomb went off. It really was. She was like, "Mama, you cannot say on fleek. Like, you can't have that one."
Mm-mm.
So you can have just a broad pop culture moment, but you cannot use their lingo.
Yeah, no, you cannot. That's, I always remember when Gully's sister, or she has a half sister who was, and she was moving into the dorm and her mom said, she was like, "Oh my gosh," she said, "that is awesome." And like the sister turned to her and she's like, "Mom, you do not say awesome." Like, and this was back in like the 90s, mm-hmm. but it was like, you do not say awesome, you know? So it's that whole, but I will tell you, Caroline has a friend and her parents actually put up a little Dub Smash clip of themselves on Facebook doing the whip and the nay-nay.
Oh, good for them.
I know. And I got real tickled and their daughter had recorded them doing it. Now, I don't know if she knew they were putting it on Facebook and really, what do they care if it's on Facebook? Because it's not like any of their friends are on Facebook. Right, Instagram would be a different deal, but I got real tickled that they like did it and put it up because I thought in no universe would Perry and I do the whip and the nay-nay and post it.
Right. No, us either. In no universe.
Yeah. And that's, well, Gully and I got real tickled because we did several Dub Smashes sitting out by the pool when we were on the road trip. And when we showed them to the kids, we were so pleased with ourselves. And I mean, they had that same look. They were like, "You cannot post those. Yeah. Like, you can't put those up anywhere." Uh-huh. And we were like, "Why not?" And they were like, "Well, number one, your faces are all wrong." Like, they just thought we looked too serious. The whole thing.
Like, I live to embarrass some children. Like, I really do. Like, I love to drop Alex off somewhere and then honk when I'm leaving. Like, I love to embarrass some children. It makes me so happy. it makes me so happy. And so I feel like, I don't know. I feel like we have entered an exciting new era.
Yeah. Because they're so easily embarrassed. Yeah. I mean, cause really you can be embarrassed in just by breathing. I mean, it doesn't take much.
Yeah. I don't want to humiliate him. That's not what I'm saying. I just like to lighten the mood a little in certain situations.
Yes. Yes, exactly. I mean, it's the whole thing. But see, I feel like that's the difference too between a boy and a girl, because I feel like Gully's boys handle it, and like Alex clearly, like they get embarrassed, but they're kind of good natured about it. A girl, depending on the day, we could have a full emotional meltdown. We could go through the seven stages of grief over me like doing something inappropriate or saying something that embarrasses her in front of her friends. Now, sometimes she thinks it's funny and she'll be like, my mom is so weird. But other times it could be, you know, a little mortifying. And I feel like, I'm going to tell you what our house is like these days. I never know what mood we're going to have. Yeah. And from either one of us, frankly. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, like, I don't really know.
Yeah. Y'all are on opposite ends of the seesaw right now.
We are. But a lot of emotions. A lot. The other night we were sitting on the couch and both of us were sitting here. And Perry was like, can y'all turn the air up? He's like, I am freezing. And we were both like, we're so hot. Uh-huh. We're so hot. And I thought, all our hormones are cooking in both of us. We have a lot of hormones going on. And poor Perry's over there. And I said, I think you're just going to have to put on a sweatshirt. And that's all I can tell you.
Listen, David said the other night, he was like, I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you that I was so cold last night. I almost couldn't sleep. And I said, okay, but here's what I need you to know. I did not have any cover on me. Mm-hmm. Like I was an oven.
Yeah, I know. I know. Terrible. It's so, well, I'm going to tell you what has just happened at our house that I'm so excited about, is they, you know, we had those two windows in our bedroom that face the west.
Yes.
And we have old windows in our house. They're the original windows. So, I mean, you're talking like 80-year-old windows or something like that. But we have closed that wall up and gotten rid of those windows. And our bedroom has been so significantly cooler the last two nights that I can't even tell you all this time.
Praise the Lord.
It's not the radiant barrier. It's those stupid windows. And so I'm going to tell you that I had a guy out today to replace the three other windows in our bedroom with new windows. And I laughed because he said, well, we can do the glass this thick or this thick. I said, I want the thickest glass you have. I want the thickest glass you have, the most insulation to where nothing, because I'm like, I'm going to seal that sucker up like a Yeti cooler. I can't even wait. I'm so excited about it.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know, which they're like running like 4 weeks out. So I won't even have them until it's cooler outside, but that's okay. It's just the thought of it makes me feel better.
Well, I wonder then, do you think that you went through the holes in your walls for nothing?
Yes, I do. Yes. As a matter of fact, I do. But we never had holes in our bedroom because our master bedroom we added after the fact. So it was already insulated.
But you think the windows are that big of a difference maker? Oh,
those windows are so thin and so old. And I mean, but they're the old sash windows with the weights and the whole thing. And I mean, so like Perry has them all like bolted, like with bolts. I mean, we kind of had to, because they don't even lock right anymore because they've shifted so much. And so, I write about this in Antelope. We have like 22 windows in this house because it was made before there was air conditioning. And so we got a bid to replace all the windows, and like we could have bought a country instead of getting new windows in our house. So we did not do that. So we just decided we'll just start replacing windows it'll just be, you know, like a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
Every
just a fun little kicky thing every so often.
Like every now and then we'll replace some windows, but we decided ultimately our bedroom is the most important room because for the sound and, you know, just the heat.
Well, you know, when we bought this house, because we have this house is not nearly as old as yours is, but you know, it has all the wooden windows in it. But there were storm windows all on the outside, and I didn't necessarily love how they looked. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But knowing that there is a golf course behind us, I was like, I think it makes sense to have a storm window because I don't want golf balls flying in, you know.
Yes, that'd be hazardous.
Yeah, it'd be hazardous. But I think those storm windows are one reason why this house stays as cool as it does all the time. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
Like, I think the window situation is a critical piece of efficient air conditioning and cooling. And I don't know how we have devolved into some HVAC talk on the podcast, but these topics matter.
Yeah. Well, especially when the forecast, when you look at our 10-day forecast and they're in a day that shows below 102. Oh, I mean, that makes me want to give up. Sorry. That makes me want to give up. So the windows, I'm pretty excited about. I thought, well, I've reached a point in life. Two things have happened in the last 24 hours that have made me realize where I am in life. One is the windows and how excited I am about the windows. Mm-hmm. And then number two, last night I went to my sister was having a book club at her house and they had read my book. And so she had asked me if I would come. And so I went over there, but she had told me when I called her to get the plan, she was like, okay, she said, we start at 7:30. And I told Perry, these are my exact words. I said, God, it's so late. I said, I don't mind, but it's so late. It's 7:30.
7:30.
But you know, I like to be in my pajamas by 6.
Yeah. Who are you talking to? Golly. I mean.
So, and I did ended up going over there earlier because I felt like I wanted to hang out and see her and talk about what we were going to do and all that. But just the fact that the actual thing didn't start until like that, I was like, oh, but you know, but people get there earlier. There was a lot of, I forget how much, I haven't been part of like a group like that in years, but everybody brought different foods and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's delightful.
And I forget how much I enjoy that.
Yeah.
Delightful. Some good salads and some, my sister had made these like ham and cheese, like little poppy seed things that were really good. And so,
I love those ham and cheese things.
Yeah, I'd never had those.
I made those one night for supper this summer. There was something like put them in my mind. I don't know what it was. Because that was a big shower food when I was growing up, those little ham and cheese poppy seed sandwiches. And so I made some and they are so good.
They're so good. Oh my gosh. They're so good.
It has a little something to do with butter. There's a lot of butter.
Yeah, you could tell because the bun was like really greasy. Yeah. So, but it kind of reminded me of the ham and cheese because I have also discovered I had never had a croque madame before like April. And so it's reminiscent of that, you know, which is the sandwich with the egg on top and the whole thing with the ham and cheese. And now I'm a huge fan of that.
Yes, I love that sandwich. Mm-hmm. I got one this summer that was very memorable.
Yeah, they're good. I mean, that's really good. There's a place in Dallas called The Front Room that to me has one of the best ones I've ever had.
You know, I saw on Food Network at some point this summer that Valerie Bertinelli is a huge fan of the Croque Madame.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and there's a place in LA where she likes to get them.
Oh.
You're welcome for that bit of trivia. That's what happens when you stay up until 12:30 or 1 at night watching Food Network.
You learn these kind of things.
Speaking of staying up till 12:30 or 1 watching Food Network. So last night, I was working on the book until kind of late and I had put up a blog post. And so, so finally, like, I mean, it was probably honestly, it was close to midnight when I finally kind of shut it down, which I'm going to have such a rude awakening in 2 weeks. I can't.
I know.
It's going to be ugly.
I know.
It's going to be ugly. So I was like, well, now I've got to watch TV to wind down. Cause you know, when you've looked at a screen the size of your laptop for a long time, I don't know. My brain sort of has to disengage. Mm-hmm. So I went in the guest room because David was already asleep and turned on Food Network or something. And was just kind of flipping around. Well, Tiffany Amber Thiessen, Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah.
Has a cooking show. There.
No.
She does.
And she has a cooking show?
She has a cooking show. It's on the Cooking Channel. It's called Dinner with Tiffany. And here's what I'm going to tell you. It is darling.
Oh, like, Dinner with Tiffany is so clever.
I set a season pass for that thing after I watched a couple. Okay, so on one of them, she had Jason Priestley and his wife on.
Oh.
And she and her husband did like a little anniversary dinner party with them. And apparently they're really good friends because you could just tell they were really good friends.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
It was delightful to watch. And here's what's going to really win you over. For their dessert, she put together a cheese plate that looked like something that would inspire you and me to new heights of praise.
Like, oh, I love that.
It was a beautiful cheese plate. And she had this big wedge of blue cheese and she drizzled honey on it.
Oh, that. You know, I love the cheese with the honey.
I know. I feel like when I said that, you may have raised your hand. Yes. I think if you'd have had a handkerchief, you might have waved it.
I would wave it. Yes, sure. I love some cheese with some honey.
I know. I do too. And so, and then on the next one, she was hosting a game night. And she had Ross Matthews, the guy who he does like the E! Red Carpet things. I've seen him on that. And then Tim Meadows, who used to be on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
And Jillian Barbary, who used to do the weather, like on Fox Sports or something.
Okay.
But they were all, it was three friends of hers who did not know each other.
Oh, how interesting.
So it was just kind of interesting to see the dynamic. But she makes, like the food she makes is kind of right up my alley.
Oh, now how have we never heard about, how do you not know? I mean, how did we not know about this show?
It's not on Food Network. It was on the Cooking Channel.
I know, but still, it seems like how do we, I'm going to set my TV to record it.
It's darling. But like the cheese plate won me over. She did this beautiful, it was, I can't remember what you call it. It's like a Hawaii, that poke that they do in Hawaii, but it's kind of, we would call it a ceviche.
Yeah.
And it was like a sashimi grade tuna with avocado and sesame oil. And I mean, it looked just divine. She put, I mean, like her food looks like stuff that I would like to eat.
Oh, okay. Well, I am going to set my TV to record it.
Yeah. And she and her husband are darling and they seem really in love. And
okay. Well, that's delightful. Okay.
Kelly Kapowski has a cooking show.
Okay. Or Valerie, what was her name on 90210? Valerie.
I can't remember her last name. I have racked my brain trying to think of it. Maybe I need to look
what was it?
IMDb.
Valerie. See, now I just want to say Valerie Harper, Valerie Bertinelli, other Valeries I've known. Valerie. God, that is going to drive me crazy.
Hold on, I'm looking.
Oh, you are? Good. Thank goodness.
I'm looking.
What was it? And she came. She was from, where was she from? She'd grown up with them.
In Valerie. Minnesota?
Yes, in Minnesota, right?
Thank you. I may not can tell you, anything I did yesterday.
Yeah, she was bad news on that, though. She's a bad girl on 90210.
But I am happy to tell you that Valerie Malone.
She's a bad girl, and she always caused trouble between, Kelly and Brandon. Dylan and
Saved by the Bell, Kelly Kapowski. I'm looking for 90210.
Wasn't it Valerie Malone? Is that right?
I think so, but I was trying to see what year that was. Oh, here we go. Valerie Malone.
Okay. I'm seeing. There you go. There again, I can't tell you much.
Well, I'm just as tickled to have
culture trivia. I watched 90210 when Perry and I were newlyweds. I mean, I was like a grown woman watching. I would record 90210.
Me too. What are you talking about?
I know.
Melrose Place?
Yeah, I know. I did quit watching Melrose Place at one point, though.
I think I did, too. But It got too dumb.
Well, you know, it's funny because, as I mentioned on the blog, I've gotten into watching The West Wing.
Yes.
And I love it. But it's so funny to me watching it, knowing, like, it's 15 years old. Like, I'm watching show. Like, it's a 15-year-old show. And I remember at the time, but, like, I'd only been married, like, 2 years. And so I don't know what I was doing, but I was just watching Seinfeld or we were sitting on the couch talking. I don't know. But I missed The West Wing.
I watched it every once in a while, but I never really got into it.
Okay. I really am liking it. I'm enjoying the characters. And, you know, I like a quick pace dialogue and it has a lot of that. So, and what's interesting is I know at the time everybody was like, oh, this, you know, it's the liberal president and whatever. I'm going to tell you, in light of today's political whatever, it doesn't seem that liberal anymore.
Right. It's funny
how middle of the road, and it's in a pre 9/11 world right now.
Well,
which is fascinating to me.
I think I would probably like it more now than I did. Because, like, back then, I watched Law and Order. You know what I mean? I haven't watched Law and Order or any of them in years. But that's what I watched, you know, when we first got married.
Yeah. I just think, and Perry, listen, you want to talk about something you don't want to watch with Perry is a political drama.
Oh.
I mean, no, no, ma'am. So 24, I mean, it's bad enough watching 24 with him, which is fairly conservative because everything is, well, that wouldn't really happen. That's not really true. That's ridiculous. That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It just, it ruins the whole thing.
Well, how about, you know how David had to walk away from political news for a while? We've talked about this. I know yes. in real life, but he just couldn't take it, his blood pressure. And he even said, I asked him yesterday, I was like, well, are you going to watch the debate Thursday night? And, mm-hmm. he, and he was like, nope, you can tell me how it goes. Like he just, mm-hmm. he gets too amped up.
Yeah.
So, and then certain TV shows have gotten to where they sort of trigger that same reaction. Like he just thinks it's dumb, it's stupid, mm-hmm. whatever. So our DVR looks like an 85-year-old grandfather lives here. Let me tell you what we're recording these days. Any program that serves justice is what that's what we're watching right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anything
that's nice.
Where we're catching people.
Yeah.
Where there's a sting operation, where there's a mystery and then the person gets caught. Like it's the full circle justice moment has become mm-hmm. very important.
Mm-hmm.
So we
mm-hmm.
have major crimes.
Yes.
We have a lot of Dateline, kind of 48 hours mysteries kind of things. It's something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, we pretty much have, if it's Perry's, it's the news because so we can watch the weather. So we record mm-hmm. the news, the 6 o'clock news, because nobody, he's not staying up to watch the 10 o'clock
right,
weather.
Right. That'd be terrible.
So 6 o'clock and then any kind of hunting show.
Right.
But the other day he was watching some, I don't know, and they all run together to me. I don't really pay any attention. But he was watching one the other day and he goes, well, he said, I've been watching this show for 20 minutes. He said, and all I've seen is that he went to somewhere and went to go eat. And then he said, I'm not interested in a reality show. He said, I want to see what you're hunting. So I want to see this. And so that one's off. That one's done. I don't remember the name of it, but he didn't like, he said, I don't care about your real life. I want mm-hmm. to see what you're hunting. That's all I care about. So mm-hmm. that's it for that. So.
Oh, mate.
Well.
Oh, you have a phone call.
Yeah, that's Perry. I'll call him back. Because I'm podcasting.
That's right.
It's very important. So what else?
I don't know. I mean, we're just kind of soaking up the last few days of summer. Alex was supposed to go on. He was supposed to have a camp out this weekend, but they changed the date. So he has a free weekend, which he's kind of glad about, I think, just because summer's winding down. And, he's back in football practice and all that kind
yeah.
of stuff. So we're kind of easing back into the swing of things.
Okay.
Nothing really nothing big going on that I can think of.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of, well, we've done our back to school shopping. We went and bought new tennis shoes yesterday. You know, that's important.
We need to do that.
We went and bought new tennis shoes, which, Caroline's full on. So we bought her a size 7. Like she wears a size 7. So she's inching up there. So I laughed because when she showed Perry online the pair of ASICs she saw that she wanted, he goes, they sell a cheaper version of those. And I was like, it's a new day, grown up shoes,
grown up shoes.
Like everything. Because even last year when we were back to school shopping, she could still fit in like the kid size, whatever the biggest kid size is. But I'm like, no, we're full blown into women's shoes. So now I'm just hoping that her foot, I'm ready for it to go ahead and get another size and a half bigger, because then she and I can start sharing shoes.
Well, Alex's foot is bigger than mine now, which is terrible.
That's crazy.
This is my last summer for him. Like he came in last night and I was, I had just stood up. I was back here, I think working on a blog post, and I stood up and he did his hand from the top of his head over to me. And I mean, he's so close to catching me.
Oh,
so this is my last summer with him shorter than I am, I think.
I've
got to order him men's shorts for school.
Golly, I know. They're just, well, it's funny because, Gully and I have said, like with Jackson, like it feels like between like some last summer before he was going into seventh grade and then this summer about to go into eighth grade, we were like, man, he's so much taller or whatever. But I started looking back at road trip pictures from last year, and he was just like, he was not even as tall as her mom yet. And her mom's about 5'10", but he wasn't as tall as her. And he kind of had like a little belly. Like you could still see he was baby fattish, mm-hmm. He didn't have his braces yet. So his teeth were kind of still buck teeth. And it's like, now you look at him and like, he's full blown teenager, like towers over her mom, like is lanky. He's got his braces. It's like, it's a huge change. And when you look back at the pictures, it's like, well, he looked like a baby.
Oh.
I know. It's weird. And I see it with Caroline where I'm like, all of a sudden she's sleeping so much and her foot's getting bigger. And, you know, I'm like, oh, this is all, this is, by next summer, we're going to look different.
Mm-hmm. But it's so fun.
It's so fun. I love it. I love this stage. Like, I really do. I love this stage. I do, even with the hormones, and even when sometimes we get sad and we don't know why we're sad.
We have a lot of feelings.
We have a lot of feelings, but I don't mind it. I like it.
I think it's so fun. And if you have little ones right now and you dread them getting older, you don't need to.
No, it's fun.
Dreaded it. I used to look at mom, like when Alex was little bitty, I would see moms with older kids, and I would feel a little sorry for them because I was they're not cuddly and cute anymore.
Mm-hmm. But it's a different thing.
Whole different thing. They're still adorable, but it's just a whole different thing.
Yeah, because I noticed when we were out at the JW Marriott, I mean, there were a lot of families out there with little bitty kids, and I thought, I don't envy them one single bit because you know what I'm doing? Sitting here reading my book. Sitting here reading my book while people pass by me on the lazy river every now and then and say, hi, Mom, you know, and like.
It's funny. I mean, like that really is like God just like sort of turns your heart a little bit for every stage.
Yeah. And it works. It's good. It's good. Like it. Yeah. So.
What are we doing this weekend?
What are we doing this weekend? I don't think we have it. Do we not have any plans this weekend? No, we don't have anything. We don't have anything this weekend, which is kind of nice because the last couple of weekends, Perry's had fishing tournaments, and last weekend, and I was coming back from Houston. And then next weekend is my birthday and our anniversary.
Yes.
So I don't know what we'll do. I'm sure big things.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean,
we did. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably a trip or something. I'm sure there's some sort of surprise in the works that I don't know about.
Well, David was telling me, he came home the other night, we were just talking, and he was telling me about a friend of his that he had had lunch with, and he said, yeah, he and his wife they're getting ready to go, and he named some exotic island, like, for their anniversary or something, mm-hmm. and then something else came up, and then we were talking about somebody else he was going, like, on some big trip for, like, a big birthday or whatever, and I was like, we don't do anything. Like, we just can't be bothered so many times, I feel like, to get out of our pajamas.
I know. Well,
it's terrible.
I know. And I don't know what that is because like, I thought like, I don't know, like I noticed, but here's the thing. My people have turned me into such a homebody because Perry is such a homebody because I told him the other day, we have all this Southwest flight credit. And I said, hey, I noticed starting in October, I said, Southwest has a direct flight from San Antonio to Belize. I said, wouldn't that be fun? And he's like, I guess. And I was like, well, then I can't help you. I mean, if you don't think it'd be fun to go to San Antonio to Belize and stay. And then I'm like, well, he didn't want to go. And then I brought up Harry Potter World. I said, yes. You know what I was thinking would be really fun? I said, while Caroline's this age, I think we should go to Harry Potter World or whatever. And I brought it up at dinner and they both were like, meh, I don't care about doing that. So I was like, well, then forget y'all. I mean, Perry's like, well, what? He said, I've read the books. He said, it's not going to be as good as the books. And I'm like, but it's like we're there. And he said, yeah, but I just look around and go, well, that's not real. That's none of that's real.
Well,
so I was like, well, I guess what
I'll tell you, you probably wouldn't have a very good time if you went.
Well, no. And that's why I'm like, so then you know what I'm going to do? Get new windows for my bedroom.
Because
we're not going to Harry Potter World.
But you can be cold in your own home.
If I'm going to be a shut-in, then I would like to be cold.
Yes.
If I'm not going to get to travel to Belize or wherever. So, and then here's the thing is I know that if I would get everybody up and moving, we would have a good time. Like if I would book the trip to Belize and the whole thing and like book us all this stuff, but then I get this thing where I'm like, well, that's a lot of work. And I don't know what we do with the dogs. Say,
but then you got to be the cruise director and that's not relaxing for you.
No. No, I mean, that's it, is when you're the mom, vacation is still, you're just somewhere still being the mom. Like, you've still got to figure out the dinners, you've got to figure out where everybody's going, what we're going to eat, where everybody's going to go, the whole thing. So, it's too much pressure. So, I'm like, well, I guess we'll just go back to Port Aransas again next summer instead of going to Belize.
There you go.
So.
Well, you know, we have a Universal trip on the horizon, which is nice, but that, but.
Well, it ain't going to be as good as the book. I'll tell you.
but that's because we all three love roller coasters, and we know we love roller coasters, and we yes. know we love Universal. So there's nothing unknown about that.
Well, that'll be good. You'll have to tell me what it's like, because apparently I'm never leaving the state of Texas with my people again. Although they are ironically, what they really want to do is go skiing next spring break. And you know what I hate to do? Ski. I don't ever care about getting on another pair of skis. Ever.
Well,
ever.
Maybe you need to let them go skiing and then, like, you and Gully go to Belize.
This is how our family spent spring break.
That's right. I mean, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Like, sometimes everybody doesn't like the same thing. Everybody needs a shot to do their thing. So
I know. Well, because we were talking about it the other night, and I was like, I don't think I care about skiing. I was like, I wasn't good at it when I was 20, and I'm not nearly as coordinated now as I was when I was in my 20s. And I said, so maybe I'll just go, and then, like, in the afternoons, we could, like, go ride, like, snowmobiles or something. And Perry was like, what are we, 100? He said, we're going to go ride. So they didn't like that idea. And I thought, well, lest we forget about Sonny Bono, skiing makes me nervous.
I know.
So that's all I'm saying. So well, I don't know.
I'm going to put on my prayer list that the three of y'all can arrive at a vacation goal together.
Well, I'll tell you what else I've been looking at and see, but this is another one. And I'm trying to, because if it were up to me, I would go to a tropical spot where I can sit by a pool and see a beach mm-hmm. and have the water be blue. That's my ideal. And I could read my books and my magazines. They like a more active pursuit. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't mm-hmm. want to do that. So I'd even looked because I saw somebody on Facebook had gone to Jackson Hole. And I was like, yes. Now we could do that. That's like a good active week. And I'll do all the hiking and I'll do all the whole thing. And so.
Yeah, because I have watched different people over the course of the summer, you know, to go to Jackson Hole or go to wherever and mm-hmm. post their pictures. And I thought, I'm just not entirely, now Alex does love to hike and David loves to hike, but I'm not entirely convinced. I'm just not entirely convinced that that kind of trip is for us. I don't know.
Yes, I know. It's so beautiful though.
It's so, I know. And I haven't been in, like, since I was a small child. So mm-hmm. I would like to go as an adult. But still, I don't know. I can't picture us. I don't know.
I know. And ultimately, here's the thing. We'll drive 2 hours to Port Aransas next week and my people will have the best time. Mm-hmm. They will be so happy at Port Aransas. And mm-hmm. so part of it is like, well, I mean, if it ain't broke, I mean, you know, I don't know. We're just not fancy people. We're not.
I mean, we get into that all the time. Like, why are we going to go somewhere exotic when we've got, like, Orange Beach and Pensacola yeah. and Destin, like, within driving distance.
But I'm going to tell you, Destin is a far cry from Port Aransas Beach, from the Texas Riviera. That's what I'm going to tell you. I mean, when you have to wipe the tar off yourself.
I know.
When you're leaving the beach, it leaves a little something to be desired. But they love it because you know what they can do there that they can't do if we go to Hawaii or whatever? They can, like, fish right out of the back of Perry's truck and have all kinds of mullet that they cut up and try to catch bigger things. And you know what I mean?
Well,
so it's and whole thing.
What you just said that I never knew until you told me, that you can park your truck on the beach.
Yeah. I mean, drive on the beach. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everybody's parked on the beach.
Do people, when they leave, will people, like, do donuts? Like, will they, like, spin out and stuff?
Well, you're not supposed to. You'll get in trouble. Like, okay. You've got it. So they've got, like, you can drive down to, like, where you're closer to the water. And then they've got, like, the kind of the beach, unofficial, like, beach road where you drive to get. And then there's only certain, like, beach access roads where you drive in. So, like, not everybody, like, where we stay, like, people have golf carts that they can drive over the. And we actually drive, Perry's got his Polaris. And so we'll drive that, not his truck, on the beach. We used to, but now we've, you know, we're fancier now.
But you go down to the beach with a Polaris.
Oh, yeah. We load up the Polaris and we drive over the boardwalk down to the beach, which is nice because then you're not hauling your cooler and everything out there. You know, you just load everything up and you go out there and your fishing poles and all that stuff. So, and you do that. But then some people will drive on the beach, but you have to be careful because depending on how the sand is, I mean, you can get stuck pretty
easily. Well, that was my next question. What's the sand like? Is it powdery or is it packed?
It's packed down where you park, but it can get real powdery up where you drive in. And so a lot of people get stuck. I mean, you see a lot of people get stuck. So, but people do it. I mean, when you
somehow, I bet if you get stuck, I bet you've got 25 people ready to pull you out of a moment's notice.
Oh, for sure. There's people that live for that. They've got chains and boards and all that kind of stuff. I mean, they're ready to pull you right out of the water. So,
well, I told you when we had the whole snowpocalypse a couple of years ago and everybody got stuck on the roads, two guys that I taught when they were in 10th or 11th grade, because I was stuck at school, they came up there on their, I think they were on four wheelers and they had been pulling out people out of ditches all night. And one of them was like, it's like a dream come true. I mean, I just hooked up, I mean, like they loved it.
Because it validates, like all of a sudden driving that big truck or like having all those chains or whatever, it's worth it. They've just gotten their money's worth.
Look how prepared I am.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
I can pull you out of a ditch.
Yeah. So, yeah, so that's it.
So we talked on the podcast that we didn't use that you had seen a new product.
Yes.
That intrigued you.
Yes, I have seen a new product. I was somewhere and I was looking in a magazine, I think it was InStyle, and it's called Glam Glow Brightening Mask. And what hooked me in is it was number one, it was beauty editors' top picks, which if there's a headline that's ever going to suck me in, that's it. Because they're beauty editors, so they know.
That's right.
And I'm sure there's no paid placement in any of those things.
No, but because he would know better than a beauty editor.
Absolutely. But so it's called Glam Glow. But what the line that hooked me was, is it completely eliminated my summer freckles. And which let's call them summer freckles. We know what they are. They're age spots is what they are.
Right.
And so I was so excited about it. And so you can get it at Sephora. I haven't gotten it yet, but the key ingredient in it that really, if anything says it's really going to work is it's brightening peony in it as in the flower.
Yeah.
So I like any kind of product that feels natural, like a melon, like a flower. Like some frankincense oil on your face.
Right.
So I feel like between that and the Sheer Loom, my skin, I could be almost translucent. And with my Evian water, I'm going to be dewy as well.
I'm going to have a youthful glow.
No, it still hadn't come in.
It must be back ordered, or it's coming straight from France.
Well, I'm sure that's what it is. I'm sure. There's somewhere, there's a French maiden with a bucket right now.
With a calligraphy, and she's got a calligraphy pen back at her lodge. And yes. She's going to write out Melanie Schenkel in her.
Yes.
No, she's going to write out Madame Melanie Schenkel with her calligraphy pen.
Yeah, Evian. So it's, but it's not come in yet, which is funny because somebody emailed me today and said she ordered it and she's gotten hers in and she does think that it works really well. But I thought, well, you've already gotten yours in. So I don't know what the problem is. I'm hoping it'll come today, but it has not come yet. So.
Now, are you still using the Sheer Loom?
No, I quit using it for the summer.
Oh, that's right. Okay. You mentioned that last time.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, so I'm not using it for the summer. So I really right now am kind of, for all my talk of beauty products, I'm not consistently using anything except my SkinCeutical sunscreen.
Well, you gotta have that.
Well, it's that point time of the summer. I mean, the thing is my skin, my face could just melt off. So why am I going to put some expensive cream on it? I'm not wasting it right now.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think that's a good plan.
Yeah, so I'm just back to like whatever, my Cetaphil moisturizer. And then in September, I'll reevaluate because I really need to go in September and kind of have a little bit of a makeup overhaul.
Are you going to go Bobbi Brown?
I think I am.
Okay.
I think I am. Well, because I don't know that I'll go all Bobbi Brown, but I think she makes the most, because I don't like to look real made up, and I think she makes good natural looking products.
Yes.
So that's it. But I need to reevaluate my foundation situation.
Okay.
Or lack thereof.
Well, I will wait on pins and needles.
Oh, and it's going to be fascinating. It'll be a very special episode of Big Boot Cast when I make all my decisions.
Okay, so it occurred to me last night, or I can't remember, maybe it was this morning, that I have not shopped all summer. Like not one, I don't think I have not shopped. I took paid shopping early in the summer, but I myself have not shopped one time.
Wow.
I have not bought. I bought some sandals back in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Like, I have not shopped all summer. Again, I have been too busy working to be a person who stays home all day.
Yes.
So,
well, and what do you need in the summer?
I mean, it's just hot. And
yeah. Yeah.
So here's my question though, because I have not shopped, I have not mm-hmm. looked in stores.
Mm-hmm.
So I do not know what's on the horizon for fall. Do you have any tips for what might be on the horizon for fall that people should be on the lookout for?
I don't really know. That's so funny because I haven't looked at like the fall stuff as much. I will say, I think flare jeans, I think you're going to want a pair of flares.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I do. And I think that's good news for all of us. I think everybody looks better in a flare.
You mentioned in the podcast the other day that we didn't use.
Yes.
About the Madewell jeans.
The Madewell jeans, which I have not gone to try yet, but they are on my list and they're called the Madewell. Hold on. I'm going to find them real quick on the computer. I've always heard good things about the Madewell jeans. I have a pair of Joe's flares that, as you know, I've had for many, many years and I love, and they're my very favorites, but they don't make those anymore.
They don't? I told somebody about them yesterday.
Well, I don't think they make them. I mean, I think you can maybe find them on eBay or something, but they're the rocker jean. I mean, I think Joe's still makes a rocker, but not, they don't look the same as mine.
Okay.
So, no, the Madewell, they're called the flea market flares.
Okay.
And I will say they are not a flea market price because they're $135. Mm-hmm. But you know how I feel about denim.
I know how you feel about denim.
That, I mean, like really, those Joe's jeans, I don't remember how much I paid for them, but I really have had them like 7 or 8 years. I mean, I think when you pay a little bit more for your denim and you wear them all the time, I think they look better and you get your money's worth.
I think those are words to live by. Yeah. Melanie Schenkel.
Yes, I feel like denim is something to splurge on because it'll last.
Put that on Pinterest, y'all.
That's right. That's right. You will not regret it. So these flea market flares look to me like they have really good potential.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of, for those of you who do not like a low waist, they look a little high waisted. Like, I'm going to be honest, it kind of scares me how high waisted they look. But I'm not going to be tucking in a shirt anyway.
Right.
So to me, if that high waist just helps hold everything in.
That's the beauty of a high waist.
That's it. What do I care? Because I'm not wearing a shirt. You're not going to see where that waist hits me anyway, because I'm going to be wearing my shirts untucked.
Okay, so the Madewell jeans, anything uh-huh. fringe, obviously, is still...
Fringe mm-hmm. is a big thing. I think booties are a big thing. I mean, I think the booty is here to stay, so I think, or at least for a while. So I think that you've got to find yourself a pair of booties. And then I'm trying to think what else. I don't know. Gray, like, I loved having a pair of gray jeans last year, I have to say. Like,
you saying that.
Mm-hmm. I have thoroughly enjoyed, and there's actually, I haven't seen any, I don't know, any gray jeans, but I did see that Hue, the leggings, H-U-E, at yes. Nordstrom, they have a gray denim legging, like a jegging that you pull mm-hmm. on, but it looks like gray denim, and I think those would be really cute to wear, like, of course, with a long tunic type top over them.
Yes, a long top.
A long top. And then, I don't know, I really am kind of, I mean, I have not seen anything. Like I said, I really haven't been out in the stores and paid that much attention to the fall stuff because it's too hot. I think for you workout girls, I think there's a lot to the patterned workout leggings.
It was something you've linked to where I saw that it was a very vibrant pattern that was on the leggings.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're very, I ordered a pair from the Nordstrom sale that have like a real bright rainbowy, you know, for when you work out or just when you, you know, sit at Starbucks and might go work out later and you just want the option.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a big fan of I think the best thing that really has ever happened to me is like the workout wear is like a true, like acceptable form of like going out in public.
Right. Yes.
You know, workout optional, but I like that you can just put on your leggings with like a big t-shirt or a big sweatshirt. I ordered a lot of that kind of stuff off the Nordstrom sale because I know I'm going to be working on a book or something if I ever come through with it this fall. And I'm like, I mean, that's the kind of stuff I'll put on every day.
Yeah.
So I'm not getting dressed.
Well, I love what Jen Hatmaker says in that video that she put up a couple of weeks ago about workout pants, and that those pants are, that's what she wears when she works out her words.
Yes, that's it.
And that is how I feel.
Yes.
That's what I wear when I work out my words.
Yes. Yes.
It's very important to be comfortable.
It is, because you've got to let, it lets all your, if your blood flows, that's your creativity.
Thank
flows.
You. Yes. It's very important for the brain.
Yes. You need to have, you can't have, I can't be restricted in some skinny jeans and like a lot of stuff going on. I need to be in my tennis shoes. Which I did, that was something that hit me the other day. That's on my list, because when we were buying Caroline new tennis shoes for school yesterday, I looked down and I realized, I was like, I bet we've bought her like 4 new pairs of tennis shoes in the time that I've just had this one pair.
Uh-huh.
And it might be time to replace them. And truth be told, I've never liked them. They're not very comfortable. So I thought, it's time. I've gotten my money's worth. I need to go get myself. We're not going to Harry Potter World. So I might as well get a new pair of tennis shoes.
Yeah, I got a pair of Brooks, were the last pair that I bought. And I think they're my favorite brand.
Really?
Yeah, I had a pair when we lived in Baton Rouge that I loved. And then I kind of got on a Saucony, New Balance, mm-hmm. kind of kick. And yeah, I can't really wear Nike shoes very well because my arch is so high that it's not a good fit for the Nike shoes.
Yeah.
And so, but for... the Brooks with the high arch, it's a good, they're really comfortable.
Okay. See, I need to try that, because I know I bought these Nikes because I like the way they look, and Nikes never fit me right. They're really not, like if I were a true runner, I would have had to reevaluate the situation a long time ago. But since I wear them to like the grocery store and stuff, I haven't, but I need to figure something out. But Asics always work pretty well for me, and New Balance work pretty well. So anyway, I'm going to go get some new tennis shoes.
It's very exciting.
That's very exciting. Hey, you know what is exciting? Let's talk about this. It's almost college football season.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, we are tail end. We're weeks away.
Listen, yesterday the Instagram account for Mississippi State football, mm-hmm. they kept posting snippets for practice. And, I mean, I was just like seconds away from going and getting Alex's shoulder pads and strapping them on. Like, you know, it was just them doing different drills, but you can hear the guys like yelling for each mm-hmm. other and all that kind of stuff. And oh my goodness. And I know full well, just like I knew 2 years ago, I mean, I'm going to be working on a book here in the middle of college football season. And that is, I'm not going to lie. It can diminish a little bit of my college football joy, but
I know.
I'm going to try to balance it a little better this time.
You'll get through it. So I know that's the whole, well, and you just have, the weekends are just, you've got to embrace the Saturday of football. You have to embrace it. Well, so I'm so excited.
My older of the two nephews, Beck, who, you know, is just a rabid Ole Miss fan. He texts me all the time about college football and how he loves it just like we do. And, I told him, I was like, you know, you should go to a state game with sister and me. Like, you really should. I think mm-hmm. even if you don't like state, I mean, I think you would really appreciate the enthusiasm that we bring to the whole affair.
Yes.
And he pretty much was like, no, thank you. I mean,
it's not interesting.
That's great. But I really don't care anything about going to a state game.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, you know, you like who you like, and you really can't tolerate the others. So
I'm so excited about Les Miles. I just like, just a chance to see Les Miles in action again, really would be enough.
I know. There's so many, it's just, there's so much goodness. It's just, I love that feeling of like, I'm so excited. Just where every Saturday you wake up and like, it's done. Like there's game day.
Yeah. You're set. Whole,
it's yeah. Like, it's just, and I'm a little concerned because I know soccer, I'm like, I don't like my Saturdays being messed with.
I know.
That's what I'm saying in the fall. So I'm hoping that it'll be, you know, I'm hoping that the Lord will grant us favor and our soccer games will be earlier rather than later in the day.
Well, because then you have to do that thing where you DVR it and you watch it later.
Yeah. And you can't get on Twitter.
And you can't get on Twitter because you can't know what's happening. And I don't feel like that's fair.
No. And somebody's always going to text me and either be like, the whole world is ending, or Kyle Allen, I love him forever. Uh-huh. Someone is the best. And then, yeah. You know, like, oh, okay, we're winning. So it's right. That whole thing. So, yeah, I'm ready for it.
I am too. I do think it will help me because now we have this office at home. I do think that's going to help me balance because I don't have to leave to go write.
Yeah.
So I can get up, I can write here for a few hours and then I can football it, you know, but it's not the back and forth that the trips to Panera or Starbucks or wherever.
Yeah. Because that's hard to do the back and forth.
It's very difficult. It is very, just listen, let me tell you about all my very big problems.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to be able to balance all that. Just to leave. It's the motivation to leave.
To drive. Upwards of a mile.
Yes.
Then have to go get coffee. It's terrible.
It's very hard. I get it.
I'm excited.
Oh, sorry. I'm so excited.
It's totally fine. Listen, just how exciting this has been.
It's this birthday party. The birthday party zapped me. I'm telling you. I know that's lame, but it did. It wore me out. So, I know. And tonight we're going. So Mimi and Bops wanted to take her to do something. So tonight we're going to the Hibachi Grill because, you know, that's her favorite.
Oh, yes.
I know. That is her favorite. And so we're going there for dinner tonight, which, listen, that's great because I don't have to cook.
But what will Caroline eat at the Hibachi Grill? Just a moment, like, does she get into it or does she just kind of eat a little bit and she just really enjoyed the show?
She likes the show. She's all, it's the experience. It's the experience. And my dad will say, invariably, I promise you, that he'll say that she's wasted more meals in her lifetime than he had had to eat at a restaurant before he was 35 years old. It's like a whole thing that we do. Because you go and you pay one price and it's hibachi, so you can't split. So it's not like she and I can share an entree. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of food. I mean, I will say, because it's the whole Chinese food thing where they bring you soup and then they bring you a salad and then they do the fried rice and they do. And it really is good. And you know, I don't even like Chinese food. It's well documented that I do not care for Chinese food. But this is different because it feels a little more stir fry-ish.
Right. Yeah.
But she'll get the steak. She'll get the steak. And depending on the day, I mean, she might eat, she might eat half of it or she might eat like two bites. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The good news is that it's easy to take home and it's good leftover. So at least we have that going for us that then it can become like Perry's lunch tomorrow or Saturday or something like that. But yeah, she likes the experience.
She likes to see them split that egg with a spatula.
Yes, that's exactly. And the thing is now we've been so many times and she likes this one place that I'm like, I know all their jokes. I mean, I know they're going to make little shrimp sing happy birthday and he's going to make a volcano of fire and he's going to like do the squirt bottle like it's mustard and it's going to be a string. Like I know the whole shtick, but listen, that's where she wants to go. So that's where we're going.
On a Thursday night.
Oh, yeah. Listen, caution to the wind. Well, Mimi's having knee surgery tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay.
Well, tomorrow afternoon. So we're going, and then next week we're going to be in and out. And then the next week's my birthday, and apparently nobody really cares about doing anything for that. So we're going to go. We're going to go tonight.
Well, you can go get you a pedicure and look at travel magazines about Belize.
Yes, that's exactly it. Gully will take me to do something fun on my birthday. And Perry will take me to do something on our anniversary. So there'll be something. But I'm just saying, like my dad already told me, oh, we're going to be out of town on your birthday, which they always are. So, but that's fine. So we're going to go to Hibachi tonight.
Well, y'all have fun.
Yeah, big times. Mm-hmm. Big times ahead.
All right. Well, that was considerably less painful than the one that we tried to do the other
day.
Well,
it couldn't be worse.
No, we really couldn't. We couldn't have done worse.
No, would not be possible.
I certainly could not have done worse. I mean,
you'd had a headache.
I had a headache and all that, but still, that's why I should have said, you know, I don't think I can podcast today. That would have been maybe a better solution than me saying, sure, yeah, I'll podcast.
I know, but you were trying to be a gamer. You thought you could pull it together. You could not. I'm going to tell you.
I could not. I could not.
But I appreciate you trying. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what it was all about. So,
thank you.
Oh, gosh. Well. Right.
Do we have anything else?
I don't think so. I can't think of anything. You?
No, I can't really think of anything. We're just going to go to football practice in a little bit.
Okay. All right. Caroline's at the pool, so I think I'm going to go join her up there in a little while. And Gully and I were saying, we don't know that we've been to the pool 10 times this summer.
It's just a, it's a different stage.
It is. It's a new day. And like we even said, like, it's a weird thing because used to, like, number one, Caroline would be willing, like, she would just go with me to the pool. You know, she didn't care. And then that enough of her friends were all members that we would get up there. And even if we didn't invite a friend, she would run into somebody.
Right.
But now not as many people join, which I'm kind of starting to see because I'm like, I don't know that next summer we'll join. I don't know that it's been a good investment. It's real sad.
Well, I looked the other day. I can't remember what I was doing, but I was looking in my iPhoto. And you know how if you build a video in iPhoto, like a slideshow, it saves it over to the side?
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at, like, the ones that I did, that I made a couple of summers. I don't know. Maybe, like, when Alex was 7 and 8.
Uh-huh.
And so many of those pictures were in water, around water.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Like, from the pool, from the beach, all that kind of stuff. And it's just, that is not the case any longer.
I know. It's a weird deal. Oh, speaking of them in the water. So I got on a little video kick the other day and I was watching all these old videos and I came across a video of Alex and Caroline playing in the waves together that summer.
Aww.
That took them. They were so little. They were so little.
I thought they were so big.
I know. Isn't that funny? I thought they were really big, but they were what, going into kindergarten and first grade, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
It was the summer after kindergarten for Caroline. So, yeah, so it was, but I was like, oh, they were so little. And at first it was just her and I'd forgotten. And then all of a sudden I was like, Alex. And then there he was. They had their goggles on. They were jumping. That's when the big oil spill had happened.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That's also that when you and I swam to Cuba with them.
Yes. God.
that afternoon. To the sandbar.
Oh my gosh. I thought we were never going to get back.
Uh-huh. I remember thinking at one point, I am not a distance swimmer. No. I did not sign up to be in a triathlon. Like, I've been swimming for 9 hours and I'm still not back at shore.
Oh my gosh. Yes, that was terrible. That was just terrible. Yeah, that was way too far. We overestimated.
And they were still at that age where they wanted to hang on us too.
Yeah, so then it wasn't like we were, yeah, it was like, I mean, it was like we had little barnacles on us that we had to swim with. So, what do they call them? Those remora fish that, like, hitch a ride on another fish?
Yes.
That's what they were. They were like, yeah,
They were no fools, those children. They were no fools.
They were smart. Listen, we should all be that smart, but they about drowned their mothers was trying to get them back to the shore.
Oh, me.
So, all right, well.
Y'all have a good rest of the day.
Okay, we will. You too. And I'm sure we'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.